volunteers that make sure that our church is wonderful. I'm not a mentor by nature, because when people volunteer, they're not doing it for the glory, they're doing it. Hashtag Bullcamp, that's what you need to remember. You're giving back in this way, and it is always necessary. We have somebody, one Saturday morning, we were riding by really early, and someone that's not gonna be named was picking up trash. I said something about it, he said, no, that person's out here every Saturday morning. That's her responsibility for him. And there's a person that shows up every Sunday morning that I almost had to ride with this morning, because I don't drive, so I don't know that. I've been sitting here at 7:30, and I know that I can use the extra prayer time, don't get me wrong. But being here at 7:30 in the morning, it's a little bit early, but he makes sure the lights are on. He makes sure the coffee's going, so when we have our fellowship time, there are numerous ways of volunteering, whether you join the choir, whether you help in the nursery, whether you're in Sunday school. If you have the time, if you don't sign up, years ago we had time, talent, and possession pages to fill out. We don't do that anymore. We found here at Redeemer that when we have a need, we can say, hey, we need help, and somebody will have a sign-up sheet, and we get so much help. And we hope that all of you take time to do that. Whenever the shut-ins, if you don't feel good or you physically can't get out, call the shut-ins, visit with them. You don't have to know these people. They're our family. And if I had to know everybody in here to speak to them, I would know them by name. So just remember, as a family, as a church community, there's always room for volunteering, and that's what our stewardship is for. Everything we do is hashtag, because that's quick and direct information, and it's for him in response to what God has done for us. Thank you.
Of our Lutheran be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess
we have not allowed for your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than doing it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, merciful Judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Here's the thing. Today in our gospel lesson, which you're going to hear in a little bit more, Jesus says that we're supposed to forgive people. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, and tell you, yeah, and it's over. All right. So, how many times are you supposed to do that?
One.
All right, 1,000. Yeah.
So, Mama, because I want you to pretend that every time,
every marble is somebody did something wrong to me that I have to forgive. Okay? And Jesus, in our gospel lesson, says, you don't forgive one time. You don't forgive three times. You don't forgive six times. You don't even forgive seven times.
Forgive a million times.
Well, he uses 77 as a way you just couldn't keep up with it.
So, we're going to figure that out, all right?
So, forgive somebody one time. All right.
Thank you.
us forgive
no,
other
people. Oh,
sure we do.
God is the hero.
Tired of it and we can't do it so well, ask God to help us to forgive others. Okay?
Okay.
Check with your parents. They might
hold it for the rest
of the church,
okay?
Okay. All right, so let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving us. Help us always to forgive other people, especially when we need your help to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Back.
A reading from Genesis. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The word of the Lord. Second lesson is a reading from Romans. Welcome those who are weak in faith, for not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Don't tell your kids. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also, those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God." So then, each of us will be accountable to God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and paying him and seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Two brothers, Harry and James, were playing right before bedtime, and somehow Harry hit James with a stick. Well, tears and bitter words followed, and they were still angry as their mother prepared them for bed. She said, "Now, James, before you go to bed, you're going to have to forgive your brother." James thought for a moment and then replied, "Well, okay, I'll forgive him tonight, but if I don't die tonight, he better look out in the morning." Sometimes I think the forgiveness we offer other people is a lot like that. And certainly that's exactly what Joseph's brothers were afraid of. This little story from the end of Genesis is not terribly familiar to us, but it's one of the most important stories to consider as we live our lives together. Let me set the stage for you. This is the Joseph you know from the Bible story about the coat of many colors. Joseph's father, Jacob, had married two women, as was the custom then, and he had a passel of children. But he loved one of his wives better than the other one, and Joseph was the child Jacob had had by her. And so Joseph was the youngest, but also became his father's favorite. Now, I'm sure you can imagine what the other brothers thought about that. And then to make matters worse, Joseph told his brothers about dreams he had had where all his brothers would bow down to him. Well, you can bet that didn't go over either. So what do you do with an uppity, favored little brother? Well, they concocted a plan. And then, while they were out in the fields with the flocks, Jacob sent Joseph to them, and they first put him in a pit, and they were going to leave him there to die when a caravan of traders came by on their way to Egypt. And they suddenly saw a way to get rid of Joseph and make a little money to boot, so they sold him into slavery to the traders. Now, I'm the youngest in my family. My sister probably wanted to do that to me several times. Well, in Egypt, there were many events in Joseph's life, but one ended up with him in prison. And there he interpreted some dreams for some other prisoners, one of whom was the Pharaoh's wine taster. Later, when the Pharaoh himself had a dream that he didn't understand, the wine taster remembered Joseph. Now, this part you know. Joseph interpreted the dream to mean there would be 7 years of plenty in the land, followed by 7 years of famine. And Joseph advised the Pharaoh to store up during the years of plenty so that there would be food during the years of famine. And that's what the Pharaoh did, putting Joseph in charge of it all, second in the land only to the Pharaoh himself. When the famine hit, Egypt wasn't the only place affected. Jacob and Joseph's brothers were too, but they heard that there was food in Egypt, so the brothers came to buy some, and they bowed low before Joseph, not recognizing him. Now, long story short, Joseph forgave them and brought them all to Egypt. But then we come to the part from our reading today. Jacob, Joseph's father, had died. And the brothers thought that Joseph's good favor toward them would quickly end now that their father was dead. After all, they had planned to kill him. After all, they had sold him into slavery. Now that Jacob was gone, what would Joseph do to them? And here's where the story comes to us. Because Joseph had mercy on them. He had every reason to seek revenge or to get even with them. And instead, he showed mercy. I don't think we see mercy very often in our world today. Not long ago, I taught a Sunday school class on mercy, and one of the things we sought to do was to define it. Mercy is an attitude toward others. Mercy is where one takes on the burden of another as one's own. Mercy goes beyond the issue of who is responsible. Mercy is love's response to suffering. Maybe as we go through our daily lives, we need to think a little more about Joseph and how he gave mercy. When I look around at our world, I see a lot of people standing up for themselves, but not a whole lot of mercy. Maybe mercy is called for a little more often when someone offends us, or hurts us, or angers us, or gets in our way, or threatens our lifestyle, or inconveniences us, or takes what we think ought to be ours. We don't like to give mercy very often. The fact is, we sure want it given to us. That's just what God does. We pray it so often in our worship. Lord, have mercy, we say. Lord, have mercy. And as Christ has mercy upon us, so we give mercy to others, taking their burdens as our own, not concerned with who is responsible, living out love's response to suffering wherever it may be. In 1960, Albert Schweitzer, now 85 and serving the people of Africa, was visited by a young seminary student. The student tells how one morning, about 11 o'clock, he and Schweitzer, along with a few others, were walking up a steep hill in extremely hot weather. Suddenly, the 85-year-old Schweitzer broke away from the group and walked over to an African woman who was struggling to carry a load of firewood up the hill for the cook fires. Schweitzer took the entire load of wood from the woman and carried it up the hill for her. When Schweitzer returned to the group, one of them asked why he did things like that. They were concerned for his health and for the strain he put on himself at his age. Schweitzer merely shrugged and said, "No one should ever have to carry a burden like that alone." Where charity and love prevail, there, God is ever found. Live in mercy, that God may be found among us. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we are lost without you. Thank you for finding us and for saving us. Thank you for your generous love, which comes to us no matter how far we wander away from you. Walk with us in every moment of life, that we may feel close to you always. Lord, in your mercy. Living Savior, there is so much in our lives that needs redeeming. Forgive us of our wrongs. Forgive us of the good we failed to do. Lead our hearts in true repentance and our lives in following your way. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, it seems like every week we pray for our world, which sometimes seems so far away from you. Bring your peace to our world, Lord God. End the violence and bitterness and hatred that seems to so common these days. Unite us in your love, that we may live as your people. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, bring your compassion on all who are hungry, who are poor or ill, all who are lonely or far from home. Bring your healing, your help, your strength to uphold us. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious servant, as you came to save us and to teach us about your love, guide us to live lives of love for others. Open our hearts, work through our hands. As we have received mercy from you, may we give mercy to others. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share God's peace.
us pray. God of light, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us, and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Of Christ, given for you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
prayers and other prayers. No, neither do I, to be honest. Okay, I wonder if the door's unlocked or not. You know, Cindy, there is another one back there. I know you want to treat this one first, but do you want to see this one?
Thank you. that to take the fair linen and do it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to take the small little ones to do too?
I don't mind doing those.
Okay.
It's the one that I have to.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, I'm going to do that one and the altar cloth. Okay.
Now,
I didn't do that.
Or Edwin, do we?
Good question. I don't know, Barb.